Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 2. In the Beginning Was the Word. John 1:1-4 and 1:14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Matthew 16:15-16. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. End of verses. What about you? Who do you say Jesus is? In writing this chapter, I had difficulty coming up with any words of my own that accurately clarify Scripture. So, on the topic of who Jesus is, here are some important verses. Mark 14:61-62, NIV. Again the high priest asked him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Also see Daniel 7:13-14. Acts 2:36, NIV. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Colossians 1:15-18. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Philippians 2:5-11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Acts 10:36, NIV. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. John 20:30-31, NIV. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. End of verses. These verses indicate that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Lord of all. He was in the form of God before his life on earth, and by him all things were created. For further reflection, what do the terms Christ, Lord, and Son of God mean? Is Jesus one of many Christs, or is Jesus the only true Christ? Luke 1:31-35, the angel Gabriel's words to Mary. John 8:21-59, why don't you understand? 1 Corinthians 8:4-6, explaining about one God. Hebrews 1:1-14, God has spoken to us by his Son. A book reference, The Case for Christ, by Lee Strobel.